二章第十三节
Chapter 2, verse 13
Malachi 书第二章第十三节
Malachi 2, verse 13
你们又行了一件这样的事使前妻叹息哭泣的眼泪遮盖耶和华的坛以致耶和华不再看顾那供物也不乐意从你们手中收纳
This is another thing you do. You cover the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping, and with groaning, because he no longer regards the offering or accepts it with favor from your hand.
十四节，你们还说这是为什么呢？
Yet you say, for what reason?
因耶和华在你和你幼年所娶的妻中间做见证，她虽然是你的配偶，又是你盟约的妻，你却以诡诈待她。
Because the Lord has been a witness between you and the wife of your youth, against whom you have dealt treacherously, though she is your companion and your wife by covenant.
我们特别注意第十四节，你们还说这是为什么？
But we want to focus on, yet you say, for what reason?
我们继续刚才的交通。
We will continue where we left off.
我们说过，因着先知跌倒的缘故。
We have mentioned that because the prophets failed.
结果先知神说服给他们的话和律法好像也转了弯了。
And so the words that the law that the that God gave to the prophets.
所以下面圣灵就给我们两个很简单的例子。
And the Holy Spirit gives us two simple examples.
所以不只是指着当时的确是这样。
It doesn't only point out that it was like that in the past.
而根据预言，等到主回来以前，你看在教会中有许多的乱象。是这么产生的。
You see that before the Lord returns, that there are many corruptions in the church that have become like this.
如果不是因为回到耶路撒冷的这一班的弟兄们
，And if these people had not come back to Jerusalem,
如果他们不肯提供许多的圣衣节，重新把它解释过，叫许多人良心平安
，Then they would not have re-explained a few verses to cause people's consciences.
他自己平安，也叫别人平安。
They cause themselves to be at peace and others to be at peace.
所以神在这只举一个很简单的例子。
So God here gives a very simple example.
神讲的一个家庭。
God speaks of a family.
神没有讲的那么复杂。
God did not speak that complicated.
神没有讲的婚外情，没有讲的老三、小三等等等等。
He didn't speak about extramarital relations.
所以很明显的，神是讲到一个家庭。
So clearly, God speaks of just one family.
神说话了。
God spoke.
神怎么说话呢？你们又行了一件这样的事。
He said that there is another thing you do.
使前妻叹息哭泣的眼泪遮盖了耶和华的坛。
You cover the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping, and with groaning.
以致耶和华不再看顾那供物，也不乐意从你们手中收纳。
Because he no longer regards the offering or accepts it with favor from your hand.
这个道理非常明显。
This is very clear.
这个讲到家庭在神的眼中是多么重要。
It shows how important families are in the eyes of God.
我们所注意的是在祭坛上献什么。
We focus on what they offer on the altar.
主所注意的是我们在家庭里面怎么样做家庭里面的一员。
But God focuses on how we act in our families.
结果你看见这些懂得圣经的人。
So these people who understand the Bible.
你们还说。
Yet you say.
这是为什么？
For what reason?
所以下面主就说，因为耶和华在你和你幼年所娶的妻中间做见证。
And then it continues by saying, because the Lord has been a witness between you and the wife of your youth, against whom you,
他虽是你的配偶
though she is your companion,
又是你盟约的妻
and your wife by covenant,
你却以诡诈来对待她
but you have dealt treacherously with her.
所以当然，你根据上下文，他的确是把这个妻子休了。
So clearly that he has dealt treacherously with this.
所以这个前妻叹息哭泣的眼泪就遮满了耶和华的坛。
So these tears and weepings and groanings cover the altar.
所以现在神说了。
So now God spoke.
他们问说这是为什么呢？
And they say, for what reason?
然后我们的主再重新的说到这件事情。
And again, the Lord spoke of this problem.
那接下去不知不觉的，神就把他心目中当初对家庭的旨意，就完全向我们显明。
But then what follows after is the Lord revealing His.
很少人注意到这一段圣经。
Very few people focus on this.
如果你注意到这一段圣经，你就知道在神的眼光中，不是问题出到底出在什么地方。
If you focus on these verses, you see that.You see where the problem came from.
所以第十五节圣经怎么说呢
？So what does it say in verse 15?
虽然神有灵的余力能造多人，他不是单造一人吗
？But not one has done so who has a remnant of the spirit.
No, 虽然神有灵的余力能够造多人，他不是单造一人吗
？And what did that one do while he was seeking a godly offspring?
意思就是说，神有力量可以造多人。
So God had the ability to create.
他只造一个亚当
，but He only created Adam.
而且神造人，他说是造男造女。
And God created man and woman.
所以亚当是半个，夏娃是另外的半个。
So Adam was one half, and Eve was the other half.
所以亚当找到夏娃以后，我们知道这才是一个人。
So we know that only after Adam found Eve was
this one person. 这就是一个家庭。
This is a family.
所以讲到家庭是一夫跟一妻的。
So when you speak of the family, it is one husband and one
wife. 因为这里明明讲了你的前妻。
Because here it speaks of the wife of your youth.
所以很明显给我们看见这里很明显的神为什么造一个人，神不造多个人呢
？So this is why God created one person.
如果神多造多个人
，If God created another person,
那么每一个人身上都可以从他身肋骨造出夏娃来。
Then anyone could.Then any Eve could be formed out of their.
如果这样的话，那不就是多妻多夫的制度吗
？Then isn't that many husbands, many wives?
那神的目的只是一个亚当。
But God's will was for one Adam.
一个丈夫配上一个妻子。
One husband with one wife.
这是神的创造。
This is God's creation.
所以你看见亚当不完全，夏娃也不完全。
So you see that Adam is not complete and Eve is not complete.
一直亚当找到另外一半。
Until Adam found his other half.
神说那人独居不好。
God said it's not good for man to be alone.
所以神让亚当沉睡。
So God put Adam in a deep sleep.
从他肋旁就取出，就造成了夏娃。
And he took a rib from his side and created.
所以让我们记得。
So please remember.
神造人。
God created people.
但是造亚当只是造一半。
But when he created Adam, it was only one half.
等到他造完夏娃以后。
And after he created Eve.
把夏娃带回到亚当的面前。
He brought Eve before Adam.
亚当说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
And Adam said, this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh.
请大家记得，这是神心目中的家庭。
This is the family in God's heart.
然后对这样的丈夫，对这样的妻子，神说，你要生养众多。
And God said to the husband and the wife, be fruitful and multiply.
弟兄姊妹，为什么能生养众多呢
？So why can you be fruitful and multiply？
很明显的，因为二人成为一体。
Because two became one flesh。
所以很明显，在生命传递的这个整个过程里面。
So in the process of spreading the life。
神要一个丈夫，神要一个妻子。
God wanted one husband and one wife。
就好像神说，青草要遍满全。
Just like the grass would cover the entire earth.
青草植物怎么遍满全地呢
？How do the plants cover the entire earth?
我们知道的花粉里面有的是雌的，有的是雄的。
We know that there's the pollen in the flowers.
Female or
the female and the male plant.
所以借着风或者借着蜜蜂，你看见就传递那个花粉。
So through the bees or other plants or other animals, they spread the pollen, and then it produces the fruit.
然后鸟来吃果子的时候
，and when the birds eat of the fruit,
就把那个盒子就吐在别的地方。
They spread the seeds around.
所以这样你看见生命就充满了全地。
And in this way, life fills the entire earth.
所以在神心目中的旨意是什么
？So what is God's will?
如果光有地，神不满意。
He is not satisfied with just the land.
但是生命充满了这块地。
But he wants life to fill all the earth.
生命怎么充满这块地
？So how does life fill the earth?
植物根本不能动的。
These plants can't move.
但是它怎么能够把这个生命传递到全世界各地
？So how do you spread this life through the entire world?
所以你看见吗？有花。
You see the flowers?
所以植物一定要开花。
So you see that the plants must flower.
花里面有雌的蕊，有雄的蕊。
And you see the male and female plants.
And 结果你看见经过蜜蜂或者经过风传递花粉的时候。
And through winds or through bees.
这个生命就延续下去。
This life can continue.
所以生命延续是一定是雌的跟雄的。
So the life must continue through male and through female.
所以当雌的跟雄的结合以后。
So when they connect.
那这个就生命就传递出去。
Then the life is spread.
但是不同，人的生命到底高过植物的生命。
But human life is above the life of plants.
所以现在很清楚的，造的是亚当跟夏娃。
So God created Adam and Eve.
所以这个生命一定从这里延续出去。
And this life must continue from here.
如果我们看见生与真养众多遍满地面。
So if we see that the life has filled the entire earth.
你看见说一定从这个丈夫从这个妻子一直延续下去。
It must continue from the husband and from the wife.
这是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
神的目的就是希望能够遍满全地。
God's will was that it could fill the entire earth.
为什么遍满全地？
But why?
要制服这里 subdue the earth.
In order to subdue.
因为这个，因为恶者，恶者就世界就握在那恶者的手下。
Because the enemy, because the land is in the hands of the enemy.
所以为着要得，为着我要。为神得回他所失去的领土。
So in order to regain God's lost territory,
神的旨意是什么？
What is God's will?
要让这样的生命
that this life
能够遍满全地
should cover the entire earth.
神对神，神怎么说的？
So what did God say?
神是对亚当跟夏娃说。
God spoke to Adam and Eve.
你们要生养众多。
You must be fruitful and multiply.
弟兄姊妹，这就是家庭的产生。
This is how families are formed.
但在生养众多以前
，But before that,
丈夫跟妻子是一个人。
The husband and the wife are one.
所以圣经说二人成为一体。
So the Bible says that the two become one flesh.
请大家记得，这个行为就是联合的行为。
This is the union.
而这个联合的行为只有在婚姻里面乃是根据神旨意。
And this union is only permitted within God's rules of marriage.
那因着神的旨意。
And because of God's will.
每个家就像天堂一样。
Each family is like heaven.
所以当丈夫跟妻子在一起。
So when the husband and wife are together,
当父母跟儿女在一起
when the parents and the children are together,
多多少少你觉得这好像天堂。
You must see that this seems like heaven.
这就是天堂的小影。
This is a picture.
这个叫做家。
This is
你外面很累很累了回家，你终于回到家里。
When you are tired outside, you finally return to your home.
所以不要忘记，神为每一个家庭带来喜乐。
So remember that God wanted to bring blessings.
但那个喜乐是家庭中的喜乐。
To every household, it is the joy of every household.
是父母跟儿女中间的喜乐。
It is the joy between parents and the children.
是丈夫跟妻子中间的喜乐。
And between the husband and the wife.
那些喜乐是神根据神的旨意。
And that joy is in God's will.
那个喜乐是圣洁的。
That joy is holy.
那个喜乐里面一点罪的成分也没有。
There is no sin in that joy.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is here.
如果根据植物的话。
According to the plants,
只要是雄的跟雌的，就会生命延续下去。
As long as it's one male and one female, the life will continue.
人不是这样。
But people are different.
是两个人联合。
There are two people.
是亚当找到了夏娃。
Adam found.
他能说这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
He could say that this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh.
明白吗？如果一个男的跟一个女的
，If there is a man
and a woman, 连对方的名字都叫不上
，And they don't even know who the other person is.
根本不认识对方。
They don't know who the other person is.
根本不能说这是我骨中的肉，骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
They can't say that is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh.
不要忘记，他们可以在婚姻之外有许多的关系。
They can have many relationships outside marriage.
但许多的关系也带给他们快乐。
And that can bring them joy.
但是很明显。
But clearly.
很明显，这是在神的旨意之外。
This is not in God's will.
什么叫做罪
？What is sin?
罪就是神告诉我们，我们只能速度只能开这么多。
God tells us that we can only follow this speed.
你只要超过一百 kilometer.
If you pass 100 km,
你就要开始用刹车了。
Then you have to start stepping on the brakes.
为什么你的车子里面有刹车呢
？Why does your car have brakes?
如果你不刹车，你就危险，你就灭亡了。
If you don't put on the brakes, then you're in danger of dying.
在每一个家庭里面
，in each family,
神都给我们刹车。
God has given us brakes.
一个家好像一部很好的车子一样。
A family is like a good car.
我刚从古巴回来。
I had just come back from Cuba.
那到古巴有一个特点。
There's one unique feature.
就如果你到 Havana 去的话
，If you go to Havana,
那是全世界最大的露天汽车古老爷车的博物馆。
It is the largest open air,
老爷车
open air antique car museum.
所以他们的车都是1950年的。
All their cars come from the 1950s.
但有一件事情
But there's one thing.
虽然都是老爷车
Even they're old cars.
但是马达一定是新的
They must have a new engine.
政府给他们最好的马达
The government gives them the best engine.
每个人不管穷到一个地步起码马达是新的
No matter how poor you are, you at least have a new engine.
还有两样东西很重要
And there are two other important things.
一个刹车很重要
The brakes are important.
还有一个喇叭很重要
And the horn is very important.
弟兄姊妹有的人许多家庭里面没有刹车也没有喇叭
In many families, there are no brakes and there are no
有的人就冲到那个界限外面去
Some people rush outside the line.
这就是我们普通所说的婚外情这是普通我们所说的在神所定的旨意之外你仍旧可以有许多的关系
So these are the relationships